Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Erevin Daf Ayin Aleph. We are in Ayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, and in the midst of our discussion regarding a Yerush, Rav Nachman tells us a Chiddush, that if somebody inherits property, even on Shabbos itself, he can do Bittul, although he had no ability to do Erev and Bittul, he wasn't here before Shabbos. But since he's taking over the property from that person, he's considered to be one continuation, a continuous entity of that person that he inherited from. And just as that person had the ability to make Erev and Bittul, likewise he has the same din, and he can do Bittul even if he arrived on Shabbos itself. The more he has several kashas, the more we'll proceed with another kasha from our brayso, which seems to indicate that a Yerush doesn't have the ability to do Bittul. Says the Gemara two lines from the bottom, Tashma, I'll bring a right from a brayso, which says, Yisroel v'ger. If you had a Yisroel and a ger. Now, just one point to mention here that the Mefarshim speak out that although Rav Nachman described this Yerush as being a foot of his father, indicating it was speaking about a son who is inheriting his father, but this applies to any Yerush, any person who inherits property. And even if somebody takes over the property of a ger, so his convert who died without any Yerushim, his property becomes Hefker, and anybody that acquires it, he is the Zoyche, he is the new owner. And the Gemara here will bring a Braisa discussing a Yisrael who acquired the possession of a Ger who passes away, and we're going to refer to him as well with this title of Yerush. It's as though he inherited the property from the Ger. Says the Braisa, Yisrael v'Ger shruin b'megura achas. You have a Yisrael and a Ger who are living together in one, Rashi says, Megur, a threshing place that has rooms leading out to a courtyard. So they share the chatzar, and they need to make a Erev. And what happened was, Umeis Ger b'Yom. The Ger passed away, still before Shabbos. Let's take a look at Rashi inside, three lines from the bottom. Yisrael v'Ger garsina, says Rashi, Ger shemeis v'ein lo yoshin. What is the halacha about of a Ger who dies without any Yerushin, Hamachs kibenachos of Zochaben, whoever takes hold of his possessions, he is Zoich. So we have a Ger and a Yisrael living together, Megura, in this one place, Goyren, who is some type of threshing place, V'cholosh b'chadorim, separate rooms, V'hoyil chal echad pischei b'chotzer, V'yusin zelze, and each one had a Pesach out of the chotzer, so they shared the courtyard, and they need to make an Erev, one with the other. So this Ger passed away, says the Gemara, Omeis Ger b'Yom. And what happened was, Yisrael came along and acquired possession of the property of the Ger. So what is the halacha? Afa pisha hechzik Yisrael achar b'nechasav. Even if Yisrael comes along and acquires possession, is machzik, the nechasav, the properties of the Ger, oyser, he will make it asur on the other Yisrael who's residing there, because they need to make an Erev. If the Ger only passed away after nightfall, after Shabbos arrives, even if no Yisrael came along to be machzik, to take over the nechasim of the Ger, he doesn't make it also. Now the wording here seems to be difficult. The wording here is problematic. Amris, first you say, if the Ger died when it was still a Friday, before Shabbos, even if a Yisrael comes along and his machzik is nechasim, he'll go ahead and make it asur. And certainly, if he was not machzik, the terminology here seems to imply that if he would not be machzik, if nobody comes along, certainly it would be asur. Right? That's what the Braisa said. Even if he was machzik, he makes it asur, implying that certainly, if nobody was machzik, of course it would be asur. What do you mean? Adrab, just the opposite. If there's nobody there to interfere with the current resident, it's all the more reason to be mutter, not to be asur. Adrab, just the opposite. Kilo yechzik lo yasur. If nobody came along to acquire the possessions of the ger, then he doesn't make it asur on the Yisrael who's living there. There's only one property owner there. So what does the braisa mean? Amar av papa, ema. Interpret as follows. Afa bishlo yechzik. Instead of saying afa bishlo yechzik, read it as it would say, even if nobody comes along, there's nobody there now, all you have is one Yisrael, and perhaps the Rashi explains, according to the Gemara later, we're speaking that the Yisrael who was Machzik didn't show up now, he showed up only later, after Shabbos arrived. So Afabishalechzik means even though when the Ger passed away, during daytime, before Shabbos, nobody came along, he only came along later, it will be Oyser. I think Gemara soon will explain what this means. But the Gemara just stops in his tracks. Just one second, what do you mean? The Brisa clearly uses the words so I can just go ahead and amend the meaning and the words here. It says the Gemara Hochikam, this is what the Brisa means to say. The Brisa makes this statement. I'm going to split that sentence into two. To interpret as follows. The first portion of the sentence says, stop right there. Avopi means like this. Although the Yisrael came along eventually to acquire the possession of the possessions of the Ger, even though he only came along later, after Shabbos arrives, meaning that the entry point of Shabbos did not have any competition here. There was no two residents living here. Perhaps I would say that everything becomes determined by the onset of Shabbos. At the entry point of Shabbos, there was no requirement to make Erev, so perhaps it would be Mutter. Says the Brisa, no. Avapi, even though. Shlihechzikim bo'idyoim, ella m'shech ha'shecha. That the Yisrael came along to be machzik, the nechzeger, didn't arrive when it was still Friday. Rather, he only showed up on Shabbos. He still will make it usher on the Yisrael who's living here. Why? Here comes the second part of the sentence. Right? The sentence was, Avobi shehechzeg Yisrael. So Avobi meant, even though what? He hadn't arrived before Shabbos. Well, it came on Shabbos itself. Now comes the second portion of the sentence. Shehechzeg Yisrael achem nechasef means like this. That since he had the ability to be machzik, he could have acquired his possessions by Yom. Kivon da havle lahachzik by Yom. Since he could have been machzik, when it was still Friday, he will make it aser. Now, what does this mean? Bottom line is, when did he come? He only came on Shabbos. Since he could have been machzik on Friday, it's as though he was here, and they entered Shabbos in a state of interference, because we had two Israelim living here. The bottom line is, he wasn't Machzik. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. Five lines from the top. It says, Rashi, Avi Bishle Hechzik, Mi Boidyoim, even though he didn't come and was not Machzik, Mi Boidyoim, Mi Yad, during daytime, right when the Ger passed away, Vim Temachach HaShecha, he waited until nightfall, Vike Heter L'mitzah Shabbos, resulting in a Heter status being applied at the beginning of Shabbos. Oyser. He will still make it also. Can the mefarsh come on? Why hoyel of a hoyel like koyach la hachzakim bom boydoim emirutzim? He had the ability to make chazaka in these properties before Shabbos. If he had wanted, he could have. Nimtzes shazu tuluyev aymedus. This rishus of the ger is pending. It's slated for acquisition. It's in limbo. It's waiting for somebody to be masaked. V'lo yavo hutar l'mitzvah Shabbos. That's why it doesn't have this din of hutar l'mitzvah Shabbos, because although it entered Shabbos in a state of hefker, nobody was masaked. But since it's awaiting acquisition, it's waiting for somebody to acquire it. So when it enters Shabbos, it's as though somebody already acquired it, even though l'maisa, the person only got it later. We treat it as though it had been acquired before Shabbos by the Yisrael and occupied by the new owner, in which case he needs to make an Erev. And the fact that there was no Erev here at the entry point of Shabbos, he will make it also. So the Brisa is telling us like this. A Yisrael, the Ger, who are living together. The Ger passes away in Boidyon. Another Yisrael shows up only later on Shabbos itself. We don't say, well, since at the entry point of Shabbos, there was nobody here. There was only one person living in this whole area. There's no interference here. We don't say that it becomes hutter now and stays mutter throughout Shabbos. Rather, we say since the possessions of a ger are awaiting acquisition, waiting for somebody to be machzik, they're slated for kinyan. They're in limbo. And Yisrael had the ability to acquire it now. So although he practically only came later, it's as though he got it before Shabbos. It was destined for him. And we treat it as though there were two residents living in this chatzar. And since there's no Erev, it's Aser. Continues the Gemara. Mishach HaShecha. The Braisa tells us, however, if the ger only passes away after Shabbos arrives. So the wording in the Braisa is as follows. Afa Bishalei Hechzek Yisrael Acher. Even if no Yisrael came along to be Machzek, he will not make it Aser. Now the words are problematic. Afa Bishalei Hechzek Yisrael Acher. Even though nobody came along, he doesn't make it Aser. Which implies that, even in this case, now it implies, but certainly if somebody would have come, is no Isser? What do you mean? And certainly if he was Machzik, he did arrive, and did make Chazaka on the properties of the Ger, he won't make it Aser. If anything, just the opposite. If anything, when he arrives, if somebody was Machzik, it's all the more reason that he makes it Aser, because there are two people living here. So the wording here is a bit problematic. This is basically the same kasha we asked before on the ratio. Amar Rav Papa, Eima Afa Bisha Hechzik. Read it as follows. The Braisa is saying that if the ger died after Shabbos arrives, even if Yisrael comes along and is machzik, he won't make it also. Says Gemara, but you can't just reword the Braisa. V'afa Bisha Lehechzik Tani. The Braisa clearly says, even if he was not machzik, he will not make it also, which is problematic. Says Gemara, Amar, this is what the Braisa means to say, and this is pretty much the same pshat as we had in the first part of the Braisa, just here it's going to be in the reverse. So the Braisa says, Afal pi shelo yechzik Yisrael, we're going to split that sentence into two. First comes Afal pi, which has its own meaning. Hachi kamar, this is what the Braisa is saying, Afal pi, which means, Shehechzik mishecha sheicha. Even though he came after Shabbos arrived, so somebody arrived and took over possession of the nechasim of the ger. We have two residents living here. No harm was done. Why? Since he had no ability to machzik before Shabbos, he won't make it aser. So unlike in the ratio where the ger died mibo'idyoim and his properties could have been acquired and was slated for acquisition, and when the Yisrael eventually comes along, he takes it, we consider it as though it was acquired before Shabbos. In this case, that didn't happen. The ger died on Shabbos itself. So the property of the ger entered Shabbos in a state of permissiveness, instead of heter, because there was an error between him and the other Yisrael. So although he died on Shabbos, Yisrael comes right along and is zeiche as nechasim, no harm is done. Because we know when something was hutter in the beginning of Shabbos, it stays that way throughout Shabbos. And here the new owner had no ability to come along before Shabbos. It wasn't available. The ger was alive, was around. He only died on Shabbos itself. So in this case, he won't make it aser. So in summary, the Braisa is telling us a case where you have Yisrael and the ger living together. The ger passes away. If he passed away in Bo'idyoim, even if the new owner only came along on Shabbos itself, we consider as though he was Zeicha before Shabbos because he had the ability to do so. It was meant to be acquired. It was destined for him. And it's as though he entered Shabbos as an owner. And we have two owners here. And therefore, there's an Isser because there's no Erev. Whereas if the Ger died, only Mishach HaShecha when Shabbos arrives. In which case, it could not have been acquired by the new owner before Shabbos. Quite the contrary. The property entered Shabbos in a state of Heter because it was an Erev between the Ger and the Yisrael. In this case, we say that since it was Hutar L'Miktzah Shabbos, it stays that way throughout Shabbos. So even if we have a new owner here, he doesn't interfere. Okay. Now, how does this pertain to our discussion with Rav Nachman, with the Yerush being Mevatel? It says more like this. K'tani mi'es reisha. At any rate, the Braisa, in the first portion, says that when the ger died, mi'bo'idyoim, and the new Yisrael comes along and acquires possession, oiser, he makes it oiser. Now, am I oiser? Why? Nivatal. If a Yerush who arrives even on Shabbos has the ability to do bittel, why can't he just be mevatel? So this seems to be a kasha of Nachman, who tells us that a Yerush arrives on Shabbos can do bittul. Says the Gemara, you're right. My Osir Nami Diktoni. When the Braisa says that the new owner is Osir, Achivatul just means up until bittul. Of course, if he does bittul, he takes care of the whole concern. Rav Yechon had a different approach to answer the kasha. We have this Braisa, which seems to indicate that you can't do bittul on Shabbos. We had a previous Braisa, which indicated likewise. Says Rav Yechon, very simple. My Snaisa Mani Beishamai. You know who the author of these braises are? It's Beishamai. The Amri ain't bittul rishus b'Shabbos. You can never do bittul on Shabbos. So it's unrelated to our whole discussion of Nachman. Rav Nachman, when he said a Yerush can do bittul on Shabbos, he was following Beis Hillel, who allowed bittul on Shabbos. So just as the owner can do bittul on Shabbos, his Yerush can. These braises reflect Beishamai, who don't allow bittul at all take place on Shabbos. This not, as we learned in the Mishnah, may masa nesin rishus. What's the latest you can give away? Do mevat be mevat liyurishus b'sham oimrim b'idyaim. You can only do it while it's still daylight, while it's still Friday, because the halacha of bittul, the whole concept becomes activated ben hashmashes. It needs to have been taken care of before Shabbos. You can't just change the configuration of this chatzar on Shabbos itself. That's shizu b'shamay. Obisal oimrim mishatechshach. You could even do it after nightfall if the Shabbos arrives. Says Rav Yechonon, these brises are following Bishamai. Bittul cannot be applied on Shabbos. Whereas Rav Nachman is following Beis Hillel, who holds Bittul can take place on Shabbos. Amar Ula, my time at the Beis Hillel. Indeed, what is Beis Hillel's svara? How can you do Bittul on Shabbos? It's too late. The halachas of the chatzar become determined during the Ben Hashmashes of Shabbos. How can you change things on Shabbos itself? My time at the Beis Hillel. The answer is Nase Ka'imer. It's as though he said Klache Tzel Yafis. Rashi explains this is referring to a person who approaches his friend's produce and separates a truma, which he can't do unless he's a shliach to do so. The owner arrives and he says, "Ooh, you separate my truma. Klache Tzel Yafis. Why don't you go separate the use a better fruit for the truma?" So you complimented him, and this was an implicit consent to what the person did. And that's applied retroactively. It's as though he empowered him to do it. So these words of haskama, of consent, are applied retroactively. Likewise, now, okay, so when a person does bittul on Shabbos, the presumption is that it's not something new that he just thought of now. He really wanted the people to be able to carry in the chatzar. He wanted to actually take part in the erev. For some reason, he didn't get around to do it. So on Shabbos, he says, "Look, I'm giving vatla to you. I'm giving it all away to you. Carry freely, no problem." But really, this is what he intended to do initially. It wasn't something which was introduced on Shabbos itself. It was something which really he wanted to do before Shabbos. He wanted to either take part in the erev or do bittul. Therefore, this bittul, although practically it only surfaced on Shabbos, we can apply it retroactively, and it's as though it was done before Shabbos. That's the svar of Beis Hillel. Amar Abaye, fine, that takes care of a typical situation. What about a situation of Meis Nochir b'Shabbos Mai? Let's say there was a guy living in the Chatzar, which didn't allow them to make Erev Abitl. The guy passed away on Shabbos, so it's a new situation. It's a brand new consideration that's being faced with now. There's a new configuration. There's a new system here. You can't say, "Well, I intended to do bittul before Shabbos." You couldn't do bittul before Shabbos while the guy was around. So over here, what is the svar Beis Hillel? Says the Gemara, "Ela hocha ba kemiflugi." Rather, says Abaye, I'll explain to you the machlokes between Shammai Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai hold, bittul rishus mikna rishusu. Bittul works with a concept of kinyan. It's as though he's granting, he's giving away his rishus to his fellow chatzir members. Umikna rishusu b'Shabbos also. You can't be makna rishus on Shabbos. Rashi explains, it's dumbi lemekech hamemker. It appears like a business transaction which we don't do on Shabbos. Therefore, Beis Shammai hold, bittul can take place strictly before Shabbos. Ubitzil savri, istaluki rishus balmu. Betul is not a kinyan, you're not giving anything. Rather, it's a staluki rishusa. You just, you masalik yourself. You're just removing yourself from the scene. V'staluki rishusa b'shabbos shabbatami. And removing yourself from your rishus. Relinquishing your rights. That's a lot even on Shabbos. So though the other members will acquire it, but it's not a direct granting of rishus. You're not actually giving it to them. You're removing yourself, and automatically they acquire it. Therefore, Bissell says, there's no concern, it's not like a kinyan, therefore this can be done even on Shabbos. So in summation, we had Rav Nachman told us that a Yerush can do bittul even if he arrived on Shabbos. We had several kashas, which the Gemara answered. Rav Yechon's approach was, these brises are reflecting Shittas Beishamai. Because we have machlekes, Beishamai hold, bittul can't take place on Shabbos. Bissell hold, it could. We had one pshat Basil because we assumed this was his mindset initially. It's not like he was just being mevatel on Shabbos. We apply it retroactively. Abaye asked the kasha, what about a case where there was something new that came about on Shabbos? It was a new development, which wasn't here before Shabbos. You can't apply this line of reasoning in that case. So he concluded, Basham hold, bittul is like a kinyan which can't be done on Shabbos. And Basil hold, it's just a siluk, just a removal of your rights, and that can be done even on Shabbos. Continues the mission. Balabayis sheyishutav l'shchinov. We have several chatzeris lined up next to each other, accessing a mavi. So in order to carry the mavi, they need to make a shoot of mavois, collect some wine from all the chatzer members, and place that shoot of mavois, which is a sort of erev, into the one of the chatzeris, into the on the open air of one of the chatzeres that merges their usage rights and becomes one all-encompassing usage, single usage area, allows them to carry throughout the mavois, from the chatzah to mavoi, and vice versa. So for an Erev chatzeres, you need to use bread. Because the point of the Erev chatzeres is to merge the homes. You're going ahead and you're combining all the residents of the chatzer, taking bread from each one, putting that bread into a house, making that the primary residence for all the members of the chatzer. Now the chatzer is being occupied by one resident, so to speak. This allows them to carry throughout the chatzer, the houses in the chatzer. So for that you need bread, because to combine residents, residency depends on food, staple food, real food, which is bread. So that bread is collected and placed in one of the homes. That becomes the makam dira, the living quarters for all the members of the chatzah. Shita mavois is just combining the usage rights. And you're not dealing with the residency itself, usage rights, outdoor usage rights to the mavoi, and turning that into a shared usage area. So for that, it's enough to use any type of food. It seems that they would use wine, which has more prominence, Tosfos points out. So they want to go ahead and collect some wine to make shita mavois. The Mishnah will tell us a chiddush. Even if they didn't actually collect that wine for the sake of joining together making shita, rather, there was a balabais, a homeowner who occupied a chatzah. And let's say, for instance, he had a chatzah to his right, another chatzah to his left, and he happened to have a business partnership, a wine partnership with the member of the chatzah to his right. He had another partnership, a wine partnership, with the member who of the chatzah to his left. Mishnah will tell us this can serve as a shita of mavois, even though they didn't go ahead and actively join together, bring along this wine for the sake of shita. Since there's already an existing and a pre-existing business venture, a partnership, which a wine partnership, that can be used for the shita of mavois. Says the Mishnah, Balabayis sheyishut of l'shchinuf. So this Balabayis, the one who occupies this middle chatzah here, for instance, is a shutav, has been a partner l'shchinuf with his neighbors, l'zeh b'yayin, with the neighbor to his right, the fellow occupying this chatzah, he had a wine partnership, l'zeh b'yayin, with the fellow occupying the chatzah to his left, he had another wine partnership. Ein tzrichin la'arif, there's no need for them to make an erev. So erev here means shidim avoyz. and they can go ahead and use the mavi. They're automatically merged together because they have this partnership. What about if it's lezebe yain? He had a wine partnership with the chatzet is right, lezebe shemen, and a oil partnership with the chatzet is left. Two different types of materials. Srichel arav, then it doesn't work. They need to make another erev because it's two different types of materials. Whether it's because two different materials, or as the Gemara will point out, they also need to be in one kli. So here we're speaking about the two kalim. In any case, for any one of these two reasons, you can't consider all the members of the mavi, all the members of the chatzir, as though they're joined together with one sheet. Reb Shimon Omer, echad ze ve'echad ze. Whether in the first case where they're both wine, ve'echad ze, or in the second case we have wine and oil, in its richel arav, they don't need to make an erev. They won't explain Reb Shimon's far. Omer Rav u'bekli echad. When we speak about the Baal Bayis, who has a wine partnership on both sides, we're speaking where the wine is sitting in one kli, which combines all the wine together and makes it into a properly designed sheet of mavois. But if they're in two kalim, it doesn't work. But they're separate. They're not merging together because their wine is situated in two different containers. Amarava dekanami. The wording of the Mishnah indicates as such that needs to be in one kli. Why? Diktani, the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah begins by saying, if this fellow had a wine partnership with this chatzer and a wine partnership with the other chatzer, works. However, lezebe yain, lezebe shemen, if it's wine with this one, oil with this one, tzrich l'arav, you need to make another erev. Why? I amas b'shleima. Now, it all works out if you say, reisha b'kli echad, that the first part of the Mishnah, when both partnerships were wine, it works because the wine was contained in one container. In which case, the material itself is inherently one. That's why it works. V'shteifa v'shnei kelim, sharper. But the seifa, where you have wine with this one, oil with that one, is speaking about where it's in two separate kelim. Now I understand why it doesn't work, because they're separated. Since they're not in one container, you can't join it and combine it together. And we don't consider all the chatzers as though they've merged together. Elei amas reisha v'shnei kelim, v'seifa v'shnei kelim. But if you maintain that even in the reisha where it was wine with both, and the sefer is speaking about two kelim, so the shutfus with one chatzer wasn't one keli. The wine which served as the shutfus with the other chatzer was in the second keli. It still works. So reisha b'shnei kelim, v'sefer b'shnei kelim, and likewise in the sefer, where there was wine with this one, oil with this one, wasn't two kelim. And for some reason you say that when they're both wine it works. What would be the svara? So although the material is not to be found in one container, but the person, the Baal Bayis, this middleman here, it serves as a connector. He's that intermediary, he's that link that joins everyone together. He has a partnership with the fellow to the right, sitting in one kli. He has a wine partnership with the fellow to the left, which is another container. And that's still going to work because he's serving as that connecting link. We'll link them all together despite the fact that the actual material, the wine, of both partnerships are found in different containers. So if you maintain that svar, that this Baal Bayis can be machaber, mitzar, everyone together, so what's the difference if it's wine and wine, or wine and oil? If the entire mission is speaking about when the material is split into two kelim, mali yain v'yain, mali yain v'shemen. If so, what difference does it make if it's wine and wine, and the Baal Bayis is going to be that connector, or if it's wine and oil? There as well, the Baal Bayis can connect them together. So although we're speaking about two different types of substances, which don't really mix with each other, but he's the link, he's the connector. They're all partnered with him, and that should serve as a connector. Apparently, it doesn't work. You need to have the wine of both partnerships contained in one container, in which case the material is inherently connected. It's one unit. And that's how all the members of the Movi, all the Chatzers, will bond together. In contrast to the case where the material is separate into two containers, that won't work. And there's a Rayu to Rav Shita that even when the Mishnah tells us if he has a partnership of wine with this one, wine with the other one, it works, that's only because the wine is situated in one container. Only Abaye, so Abaye responded to Rav, not necessarily. Perhaps if it's wine and wine, it can be even in two containers. Why? Yain v'yain roi la'arif. It's fit for mixing. Wine and wine mixes properly. So since theoretically it can mix with each other, even if it's practically in two different containers, that's okay, because it can be mixed together. We treat it as though it's inherently one unit. Yain v'shemen loy ein roi la'arif. In contrast to wine and oil, which doesn't mix. So in this case, it won't serve as a proper Erev. Since he has a wine partnership with this fellow and a oil partnership with the other Chatzar, wine and oil don't mix and are not regarded as one and the same entity. So Abai responded to Rava by saying like this, you don't have a Raya from the Mishnah. Perhaps when it's wine and wine, it can be in two different containers because theoretically it can mix with each other. So we treat the substance as though it's a combined substance. Whereas wine and oil don't mix, and therefore there's no single union here between all the members of the Chatzeres, because there are two separate partnerships that are present here. Continues the Gemara, Reb Shimon Omer, Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh Ein Tzrichin La'arev. Reb Shimon says a chiddush. Even if this Baal Bayis has a wine partnership with this Chatzer, an oil partnership with the other Chatzer, that serves in lieu of an Erev. That can be applied, that functions as a Shittim of voice. Says the Gemara, how? Even if it's wine with this one, oil with this one, how does that work? It's two different types of materials. There's no one singular partnership, all-encompassing shita between all the members of the Mavi. We have two separate partnerships, two separate substances. Amar Rava, hachad ma'iskinan, you know what we're speaking about? B'chotzer shebein shnei mavois. We're not speaking about bonding together all the Chatzeres who are accessing one Mavi. You're right. In that case, it wouldn't work. Because it's wine, it's oil, it doesn't connect. We're speaking about a case where you have a Chatzer situated in between two alleyways. He'd like to have access to both alleyways. So he's going to establish a Shittu Mavois with the alleyway to his right through his wine partnership with them, and to his alleyway with his left, with a oil partnership with them. So it's not like he's trying to join anybody together using these two different types of substances. It's two separate relationships, two separate connections. And that's why it works. So Shimon's strictly speaking about this case. Rav Shimon is following his shita, that this can work. This nine, we learned in the Mishnah, Amar Rav Shimon, Lema Dever Doimer. So the Mishnah is referencing a different halacha. Rav Shimon says, you know what that's similar to? The Shalosh Chatzeres Hapsuchas Zulazu. You have three courtyards who have access to each other. So you have one, two, three, and they all have a Pesach to each other. Upsuchas Shisrab, and likewise they all have access to Shisrab independently. They don't have to walk through each other. So three independent courtyards which happen to access each other as well. So what happened? Irvushtai Machitsoinis in Memtsois. The two outer ones decide to make an error with the middle one. They didn't connect with each other, just with the middle one. He materis imayin. So the middle one can transfer to them, can interact with them, because he has an error with them. They materis imayin, and they can interact with it. Ushtayim achetzaynois, asurei zumzu. The two outer ones can interact with each other, because they have no error with each other. So Shimon holds that one chatzar can have a double allegiance. He can connect to the right, connect to the left. So two separate unrelated connections. Everyone disagree. They hold this doesn't work, as we discussed earlier on the Daf Mem Hei. But in any case, we see that Reb Shimon holds that one chatzar can connect separately with a chatzar to his right and then with a chatzar to his left. Likewise, in our case, we're speaking about a chatzar who wishes to connect to the Mavi to his right using his wine partnership, and then with the Mavi off to his left using his oil partnership. There's no contradiction here between one to the other. Amalei Abaye, how do you compare the two cases? Hosam ketani. And that Mishnah clearly says, shtayim achitzonis asuri zumzu. The two outer ones are also with each other. So, it's very much understood, meaning the middle one connected to the outer ones, but the outer ones are still also to each other, but they haven't connected. Hachak tani. By us, however, it says, ain't shrichen la'arif klal. They don't need to make an erev. Klal. It appears like there's no need to make any erev between anybody involved in this arrangement. So according to you, yeah, the chatzar here is connecting to the right, independently, connecting to the left independently, but the two mavois have no connection to each other. Haven't formed an erev with each other. But the Mishnah seems to indicate, according to Reb Shimon, this double partnership, this oil with this one, and wine with this one, will connect all together. That won't work. Says Umar, no, my ain't shrichen la'arif. What does the Mishnah mean when it says ain't shrichen la'arif? Shcheini bahadi balabais. It simply means that the neighbors don't have to make an erev with the balabais. They're okay with him. They can interact with him, he can interact with them. Aval shcheini bahadi adodi, shrichen la'arif. But certainly the two neighbors here who haven't really connected with each other, they, of course, have to make an erev. Because there's nothing really bonding and joining them together. Let's remember, we're speaking about two separate partnerships that he has with them. Oil with this one, wine with this one. So certainly, he's connected with them, but it's a separate, unconnected connection, meaning he's connecting with this one separately and independently with that other one. But it's not an all-encompassing shituf, and therefore, the two neighbors with each other certainly cannot interact. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef is coming to ask the Kasha, has Rav Shimon allow this to work when the Baal Bayis in the middle has an oil partnership with this one and a wine partnership with the other one? How does it work to connect all the chatzeres and allow them to use the Mavi? So Rav Yosef here will adopt a simple approach, unlike Rava's approach that he described it as a chatzar sitting between two alleyways. No, let's speak at the typical case, the way we figured initially. We were speaking about one mavi. You have three courtyards accessing that mavi. We have the middle fellow, this Baal Bayis, who has a partnership. Wine partnership with the chatzar to his right, oil with the chatzar to his left. And we're speaking that the wine and the oil are situated in one, they're contained in one container. The question was, wine and oil don't mix. They don't create that single entity to merge all the chatzeres together. Says Rav Yosef, actually, Rav Shimon holds that wine and oil do somewhat mix with each other. They get entangled somewhat with each other, and therefore they are considered to be one and the same entity, and this accomplishes a shita for everybody who's involved in these partnerships. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Shimon Rabbonon, this machlekes in Rav Shimon, who allows this to serve as a shittiv. And the Rabbanon, meaning the Tanakama, in our Mishnah, who says that wine and oil don't mix, beplukta the Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri v'Rabbanon k'mithlik. Their machlekes is actually hinging on the machlekes between Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri and the Rabbanon, whether wine and oil are considered to be substances that mix or substances that remain separate and don't interact. It's not as we learned in the Mishnah. Shemen shetzof al gabe yayin. We have oil floating on wine. V'noga tful yoyim b'shem. And a tful yoyim, somebody was tamei, went to the mikveh, hadn't yet experienced heref shemesh, it's still before nightfall. He's considered to be a shein l'tuma. If he touches truma, he makes it pasul. So this tful yoyim touched the oil floating on the wine. Lo'i pasul al shemen b'vat. The only thing that makes pasul is the oil. Because the wine is a separate entity. Oil floats on wine, doesn't really connect and mix with it. So we see that according to the Tanakhama here, oil and wine are considered to be separate entities. Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri yomer, shneim chiburin zeh lazeh. Wine and oil considered to be connected to each other. Farshim explained because at the point of contact, inevitably there's some sort of mingling there. Let's get a bit mixed up. And therefore, that serves to connect the wine, the oil. So although the top portion of oil is floating and removed from the wine, but since at the point of contact there's some sort of interaction there, that serves to connect them, and therefore, when the tefillah touches the oil on top, he invalidates everything. disqualifies the oil and the wine, all becomes pasuk. So how does it pertain to us? Rabbanon, our shittas Rabbanon, who say that a oil and wine partnership don't mix, ki Rabbanon, they all like the Rabbanon there. Rav Shimon holds that wine oil partnerships can connect with each other. Rabbi Yechim and Nuri. He also agrees with Nuri that wine and oil can theoretically mix with each other. So when these oil, when the two partnerships, the wine partnership and the oil partnership, are contained in one kli, they're considered to be one and the same entity, and this accomplishes shita mavois for everybody involved in these partnerships. So far at this point in the Gemara, we have two shitas. When the Baal Bayis has a wine partnership to the right, wine partnership to the left, all agree it works. When it's wine and oil, Tanakhama says it doesn't work. Whereas Rav Shimon says it works. What is the pshat Rav Shimon? We have two approaches. Rabba's approach was that we were speaking about indeed creating two separate partnerships. It was a chatzar between two alleyways. The wine connected them to one side, the oil to the other side. Rav Yosef says no. We're speaking on a typical case where we have chatzaris using one mavi. The wine and the oil are contained in one container, called Rav Shimon. The wine and the oil somewhat mix with each other, and therefore they're considered to be one and the same entity, and it accomplishes what a sheet of mavois is meant to accomplish. Now we have a third sheet. Tanya will enter the price. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoya Eimer, Echad Zeh, Vechad Zeh Tzrichen L'Arev. Whether the Baal Bayis has two wine partnerships, or wine with this one, oil with this one, you need to make an Erev. What do you mean? Afilu Zeh B'Yayin, Zeh B'Yayin. Even if it's wine with this one, wine with this one, why? What's the problem? Explains the Gemara Amar Rava. Rav Elazar ben Tadoya is speaking about the following case. Zeh Bobel Ginoy V'Shafach. If this fellow comes along, the one who occupies the chatzah to his right, comes along and takes his Leginoy is his pitcher, V'Shafach, and spills it into this barrel, which will form as serve as the container for this partnership, for the shituf. So if he spills his wine in there, v'zeh baba l'gineh v'shafach, and likewise the fellow occupying the chatzah to the left will bring along his pitcher, spill some wine in here, and they're coming to obviously embark on a business venture. It wasn't done for the sake of shituf. But since they contributed wine, kuli amali pligi dav erev, all agree it works as an erev, because they have contributed wine to this partnership. Keep pligi. When is there a machlekes? Meaning, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoya says that it doesn't work, even when it's a wine and wine partnership. He's speaking about kegoin shelokhu chavish shalayim b'shutfas. That the partnership was not established by actually bringing the material. They purchased a barrel of wine b'shutfas. They partnership. They contributed money to the business venture. Now we have a problem. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoya sofar, you know, it's ain't breder. You can't pick, choose. He says, you can't say, well, this wine in the barrel belongs to this chatzar and this wine to that chatzar, because the point here is they contributed money. The wine in there is just serving as a commodity for their business venture. They didn't actually contribute wine, therefore that can't serve as a shittuf. A shittuf means they join together with food stuff. Here it's wine. Here it's money they contributed. So though they actually purchased wine, but since they didn't contribute wine, they contributed money, it won't work for the shittuf. Rabbanu Savri Yeshber, they hold, yeah, we could define and pick out, well, this is your wine, although initially you contributed money. Fact is, you purchased wine. Part of it belongs to you, part of it to you, so that serves as a shittuf. So when Elazar today says that Baal Bayis, who had a partnership, wine with this fellow, wine with that fellow, it doesn't work, he's speaking about uniquely in this case where they didn't actually bring the wine for the business venture, they contributed money. So we don't consider that as a shittuf mavois. Rav Yosef Amar, he says, I have a different approach to the whole discussion here. All agree, of course, this wine partnership can serve as a shittuf mavois. There's no discussion. There's no machlekes about that. What then is a machlekes? It pertains to a general question. We know that we're supposed to do two things. Shittuf mavois and Erev Chatzeres. The Erev Chatzeres is meant to merge together the residents of the courtyard, to allow them to carry it in the courtyard. Or sometimes they'll take the bread of this courtyard and bring it into the next courtyard. to allow transferring from one chatzer to the other, to make a joint Erev Chatzeres. That's Erev Chatzeres, usually done with bread, placed in one of the homes of the chatzer. Where a sheet of mavois is coming to allow carrying in the alleyway, which is a joint usage area for all the chatzeres. And that's done typically with wine, let's say. So you collect from all the chatzeres and create that joint ownership area, that joint partnership, to allow carrying throughout the mavi. The question is, once you've done shit of mavois, haven't you automatically partnered all the residents of the chatzeres with each other? It's all encompassing. Because once they've all joined together, all the chatzeres have joined together in the shit of mavois, haven't you connected them all together? So theoretically, this can serve for the Erev Chatzeres as well, to allow carrying within the individual courtyards or from one courtyard to the other. Is there a need, after you make Shita Mavois, to also make Erev Chatzeres? Or do we say, it's all-inclusive? The Shita Mavois is all-encompassing. We now have one joint area, one joint residency, and just as they can carry throughout the Mavi, they can now carry throughout the Chatzeres freely. That's a general question, which will be discussed a bit later in the Braisa. Rameya holds that you need to make each thing independently. Erev Chatzeres, Shittim Avois, you can't use one and apply one for the sake of the other. Whereas Rabbanon say you can. And this discussion over here between Lezer Ben Pedoya and Rabbanon pertains to that specific question. So once again, in this case, where the Baal Bais had a wine partnership with the occupiers of the Chatzeres to either side of him, certainly that can serve as a Shittim Avois. It's not up for discussion. Elizabeth Day is simply telling us that a shittim avois cannot be applied, cannot function in lieu of Erev Chatzeres. Rav Yosef Amar, Elizabeth Day, Rabbanon, b'saymichin al shittuf, b'makim Erev k'mitzgi. The machlokes between them is whether you can be saymich al shittuf. Can you one rely on the shittim avois b'makim Erev to take the place, to substitute, to function as an Erev Chatzeres as well? The Mar Savar ain't samchin. Rav Lezer says you can't. Mar Savar samchin. I want to say you could. So that's the whole machlekes here between Rav Lezer ben Tadoy and Rabban. Amar Rav Yosef Manah Minila. How indeed do I know that this is the point of the machlekes? How do I know Rav Lezer ben Tadoy holds that shidduf cannot function as erev? The Amar Rav Yudah Rav. Rav Yehuda quotes Rav that he said Halacha k'Rav Meir. The Halacha follows Rav Meir holds that one needs to go ahead and make Erev, even after he did Shittuf. And Ramey says this applies even when he did the Shittuf Mavois using bread, which is not required for Shittuf. So even if you use bread, which is perfectly suitable for the Chatzer, you still have to make an Erev Chatzeres. So that's one thing Rav said. We follow Ramey's Shittuf. V'amar bun amar Rav, halacha k'Rav Elazar ben Tadoy. We have another quote from Rav, that halacha follows Rav Elazar ben Tadoy, who holds that you can't rely on the Shittuf for the Erev Chatzeres. My time, why did Rav rule like these Shittuf, which seem to be like a Yochid? Their individual Shittuf faced with a majority against them. Why did he paskin like them? Apparently because my time, Allah Mishum Dechat Taimu. Because both, Rav Meir and Rav Elazar ben Tadoy, are saying the same thing. They both hold the same Shittuf, that a Shittuf cannot be applied for Erev. So we have a Rabbim. That's why Rav followed that opinion. So indeed, says Rav Yosef, I prove to you from here that this is the basis of Rav Elazar ben Tadoy's words. This is a shita. He's simply coming to say that a shita cannot function with an erev. Amli Abaye, so Abaye responds to Rav Yosef, v'icha taimu. If they're both saying the same thing, Rav Meir and Rav Elazar ben Tadoy, ta'atil chasalamli. So why did Rav have to repeat this twice? First he said, we follow Rav Elazar ben Tadoy, that shita can't function as erev. Then he said, we follow Rav Meir. Aren't they both saying the same thing? Why did he see a need to repeat the same thing twice? Says the Gemara, that could be answered very simply. How come Mashmalon? Rav is simply coming to tell us, whenever we find a Shita who employs a double Chumra, such as Rav Meir, who, unlike the Rabbanan, who say that a Shita can function as Erev, he says he can't. But not only in a case where the shittuf was done with wine, which can't really be used for the Erev Chatzeres, at that point we say the shittuf can't be applied for the Erev. Even when he used bread for the shittuf mavois, it cannot be applied for Erev Chatzeres. So this is a double chumrah. And when it comes to Erevin, where we're supposed to be making, we don't follow the Shita with his two chumras. We don't go to that extent. Therefore, Rav needs to say, firstly, we follow Rav Elazar ben Tadoi, who holds that when he did the Shita Mavois using wine, that can't be applied for the Erev Chatzeres. That's number one. Then he said, actually, we follow Rav Meir also. With one chumra of Rav Meir, who says that even if he used bread for the Shita Mavois, that can't be applied for the Erev Chatzeres. So he picked one chumra from each Shita. That's why he needs to repeat it twice. He needs to say, we follow Rav Elazar ben Tadoi, and we need to follow Rav Meir. So in summary, we had a Mishnah which spoke about Rav Abayis, who was a shutef with his neighbors. The Gemara tells us he had a business venture, and everything was contained in one kli. Can that function as a shutef mavois? So it all depends what type of materials we're using, and which shita we're following. We have three shitas. According to Chachamim, if this Rav Abayis has a wine partnership with his chatzar, another wine partnership with the other chatzar, that can serve as a shita of mavois, it connects them all together, and they can carry throughout the mavi. If it's a wine partnership with this one, an oil partnership with the other one, that won't connect. According to Rav Shimon, in both cases it works. Rav Yais's approach was, the wine and the oil contained in one container. And according to Rav Shimon, wine and oil mingle somewhat, and considered to be one and the same entity. According to Rava, he wasn't speaking about your typical case. Rather, it was a chatzar in between two alleyways. So he used one partnership, his wine partnership, to connect with this mavi, and his oil partnership with the other mavi to connect there. So they're two unrelated eruvs, and that's why it works. Rav Elazar ben Tadoi says, it won't work in either case. How's that? Says Rava, because they contributed money for the shutfas. So since they didn't actually contribute wine for his business venture, that won't work as a shita of mavois, which is essentially a food partnership. Rav Yosef says, there was never a discussion whether the shitav is effective. All agree that it works. Rav Elazar ben Tadoi was simply telling us a general concept that a shita mavois cannot work in lieu of Erev Chatzeres. So although you've partnered all the members of the Chatzeres together using this shitav, but if you wish to carry within the Chatzeres, you need to go ahead and make an additional Erev Chatzeres. Continues the Gemara. My Rabbi Meir Umay Rabban. We mentioned Rabbi Meir's shita, who requires an Erev to be made even after you made a shitav. Whereas Rabbanu maintained, that's not necessary. Where do we find this machlek? Is this on the Braisa will discuss Erev Chatzeres and Shita Mavois. Now there are two fundamental differences between the two things. Erev Chatzeres is meant to merge together the residents of the Chatzer. In which case, you need to create a joint place of residence, a living quarters, and that requires bread, which is a staple food. You collect the bread from all the members of the Chatzer, you place it into one of the homes, so it belongs in a house. That becomes the Mokim Dira, the place of dwelling, the primary residence for all. And now this allows them to carry throughout the chatzar because it's considered to be occupied by one resident. Likewise, if they want to connect to the chatzar next door through the doorway, they take that bread, place it in a home in the next door chatzar, and that creates that joint place of residence. So it needs to be bread, and it needs to be placed inside a home. Shita mavois, which is coming to merge together the usage areas of the mavi, for that you don't need bread. Any type of food is enough. Apparently they used to use wine due to its added significance. Collect wine from all the chatzeres and place it where? Not in a home. Rather, out in the open air. Because it's not meant to create a dwelling, a living quarters. It's meant to merge together the usage areas, the outdoor usage areas. You place it outdoors. So it's wine and it's placed outdoors. Says the Brice, Ma'arvin b'chatzeres for pas. You're meant to use pas, bread for air chatzeres. From Ratzel Arvi Yain, Im'ar. They wish to use wine. That doesn't work. You need a staple food to create living quarters. You can use wine for the shit of mavois. They wish to use bread. It certainly works. Continues the Braisa, Ma'arvin b'chatzeres. You're meant to make Erev Chatzeres. So you collect bread from all the members of the chatzer. Or if you want to connect the two chatzeres with each other, then you're going to connect it by placing this bread into the chatzer next door. And that connects the two chatzeres. U'mishtatvin b'mavi. In addition, you have to make shita mavois. Collect that wine from all the chatzeres to create that joint usage area in the alleyway. Now, why can't one work for the sake of the other? For instance, if you join two chatzeres through bread, you've already joined all the members of the mavi together. Why do you need to make an additional shita mavois? Likewise, if you made a shita mavois, which is all-encompassing, you've merged together all the members of the chatzeres, by collecting this wine from all of them, Why can't that work in lieu of Erev Chatzeres? Says her mayor. Shaloy l'shakeach teres Erev Matanekes. So that the children don't forget about the concept of Erev. Shayyamir, they'll say, Avaseinu le'Erev. Look, our parents only made a sheet of Mavois. How are we carrying the Chatzer? You don't need Erev Chatzeres. They only made Erev Chatzeres. How are we carrying it in the Mavi? You don't need a sheet of Mavois. They'll come to confuse things. They'll forget about the concept of Erev. Devi Rav Meir. No. Oyma Arvin, Oyma Shtatfin. One of the two is enough. The Gemara will elaborate. We'll see this Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Okay, time for a brief chazar of today's daf. Can one make bittel on Shabbos? Going to be Shammai? No. It's like a Kenyan. Going to be Sil? Yes. He's just being misalik himself. He's removing himself from his rishus. A business venture, can that be applied for a shittav? Depends what type of materials. Depends on the shittav. According to our mayor, Erev is Erev, shittav is shittav. Don't confuse the two. According to the Chachamim, one or the other is fine.